So we'll read the transition of text 26, 27, and 28. Then we'll go to the purport of Srila Prabhupada. So transition of the text 26. Sukadeva Goswami continued, after thus advising the demigods and pacifying Mother Earth, the very powerful Lord Brahma, who is the master of all other Prajapatis and is therefore known as Prajapatipati, returned to his own abode, Brahmalok. Text 27. Formerly, Surasena, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, had gone to live in the city of Mathura. There he enjoyed the places known as Mathura and Surasena. So, text 28. Since that time, the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is understood that Mathura city is the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. It is not an ordinary material city, for it is eternally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrindavan is within the jurisdiction of Mathura, and it still continues to exist. Because Mathura and Vrindavan are intimately connected with Krishna eternally, it is said the Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam nagacchati. At present, the place known as Vrindavan is the district of Mathura, continues its position as a transcendental place, and certainly anyone who goes there becomes transcendentally purified. Navadvip Dham is also intimately connected with Brajabhumi. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tar Hoye Brajabhumi Bhas. Brajabhumi refers to Mathura Vrindavan, and Gauda Mandala Bhumi includes Navadvip. These two places are non-different. Therefore, anyone living in Navadvip Dham, knowing Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same personality, lives in Brajabhumi, Mathura Vrindavan. The Lord has made it convenient for the conditioned soul to live in Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip, and thus be directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by living in these places, one can immediately come to contact with the Lord. There are many devotees who vow never to leave Vrindavan and Mathura. This is undoubtedly a good vow, but if one leaves Vrindavan, Mathura or Navadvip Dham for the service of the Lord, he is not disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At any rate, we must understand the transcendental importance of Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham. Anyone who executes devotional service in these places certainly goes back home, back to Godhead, after giving up his body. Thus, the verse Mathura, Bhagavan yatra nityam samhito hari, are particularly important. A devotee should fully utilize this instruction to the best of his ability. Whenever the Supreme Lord personally appears, he appears in Mathura because of his intimate connection with this place. Therefore, although Mathura and Vrindavan are situated on this planet Earth, they are transcendental abodes of the Lord. Rajadhani tata sabhut sarva yadava Bhuja bhubujam Mathura Bhagavan jatra nityam sannihito hari. So here it is stated about the place Mathura, where Krishna appeared. Krishna appeared in Mathura, and also Krishna appeared in Vrindavan. Simultaneously, Krishna appeared in the two places, Mathura and Vrindavan. But generally, the people, they know Krishna appeared in Mathura. In Harivamsa, we'll find that same time, Krishna also appeared in Vrindavan, Gokul. So anyway, here Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is giving so much importance of living in Mathura or Vrindavan or Navadvip Dham. So these are called Dham. What is Dham is? What is the meaning of Dham? Dham, many meanings are there. But the main meaning of Dham is the place where Krishna appears, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. That is called Dham. So, the persons or the devotees, those who will remain in Dham and serve to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they will get the mercy of the Supreme Lord in order to go back home, back to Godhead. After giving up their body, they will straight go to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, many they want to reside in Dham. And especially, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has mentioned that one should remain either in Vrindavan or one should reside in Radhakund. This is the best place where the devotee can reside. The thing is that this dham is meant for seva. Dham is not meant for just to build house and stay there so that one can go back home, back to Godhead. That is not the right thing. Dham means one has to serve there. So therefore, there are three types of seva. One is nama seva, one is kama seva, then third one is dham seva. Nam seva, we should chant the holy name of the Lord, is nam seva. And kama seva, we should try to fulfill the desire of Krishna, try to give pleasure to Krishna by serving him. That is called kama seva, Krishna kama seva. Then comes dhamma seva. Dhamma seva means we will remain in the dham and we will serve Krishna. That is dhamma seva. This Krishna is having three types of potencies. These are called Sandhini, Sambit, and Alhadini. By Sandhini Shakti, he exists. So therefore, in Dham, Krishna is existing with his Sandhini Shakti. Due to his Sandhini Shakti, Krishna is existing in the Dham. So, this seva, dham seva, nam seva, and kam seva, where from we are getting this dham seva, nam seva, and kam seva? This, the nam seva, dham seva, and kam seva, these are given by Guru Pada Padma, the spiritual master. Spiritual master is giving us these three types of seva. Spiritual master is giving us the name and engaging us in serving to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. At the same time, also, the spiritual master is engaging us to do some seva. The place where the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord both are residing. And where the Supreme Lord is there, and dear devotee of the Supreme Lord is there, that is Dham. Where the Seva is going on, that is Dham. This place also a Dham. So if someone is coming to this temple and serving here in this Dham, he will get the same result also. Therefore, many they think that Vrindavan Dham is the topmost Dham. They don't give the same importance to the Navadvip Dham. So therefore, here, Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is quoting from Narottam Das Thakur song. Narottam Das Thakur song is there that Gaurangar Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejai Brajendra Sutta Pas Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jebajane Chintamani Tar Hoy Braja Bhume Bas. Gaurangar Sangi Gane. Who are the Gauranga Sanghi? Who are the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? They are also Nitya Siddha. Like those who are associates of the Supreme Lord Krishna, they are Nitya Siddha. Similarly, those who are the associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are also Nitya Siddha. So those who are understanding Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates are Nitya Siddha. So, even if they are remaining in Navadvip Dham, or they are remaining with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, serving Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but they can get the Supreme Lord Krishna in their heart. They can see the Supreme Lord Krishna in their heart. Therefore, it is said, Sejaya Brajendra Sutta Pas. By serving to the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by serving to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, one can go to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Very easily one can get Supreme Lord Krishna. Sejaya Brajendra Sutta Pas. Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jebajane Chintamani Tar Hoye Braja Bhume Bas. If someone is accepting Gaura Mandala Bhumi, that is Navadvip Dham, as the residence of the Supreme Lord Krishna. The residence of Supreme Lord Krishna is called Chintamani Dham. In Brahma Sangita, you will find it is stated Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha. Chintamani Prakara Sadma. Chintamani Dham. Sadva means house. The house or the place built out of Chintamani stone, touchstone. That is Krishna's place. So if someone is thinking that Navadvip Dham, where Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, that is non-different from the Dham where Krishna resides, Chintamani Dham, then he can remain in Vrindavan. Tar Hoye Brajabhumi Das. He can stay in Vrindavan. So, therefore, there is no difference between Navadvip Dham and Vrindavan Dham. There is no difference. And also, Mahaprabhu said that one should serve, at least one should serve one of the limbs of bhakti. Then he will get the real mukti. The one of the limbs of the bhakti, bhakti panchanga, bhaktyanga, pancha bhaktyanga. Pancha means five. Bhakti limbs are there. ಸಾಧುಸಂಗ, ಭಾಗವತ ಶ್ರವಣ, ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ, ಮಥುರಾವಾಸ, ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾರ್ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಸೇವನ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಲಿಂಬ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್, ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಸಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಾಧು, ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಾಧು, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ವೆನ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಸಾಧು, ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಸಾಧು, ಸಾಧು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ಸಾಧು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ದೆನ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಶ್ರವಣ, ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ. ಸಾಧು ಎಂಗೇಜಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಹೀಮ್, ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ದೆಮ್ ಇನ್ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ, ನಾಮ ಕೀರ್ತನ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಸಮವನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಸಾಧು, ರಿಮೇನ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಾಧು, ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಫೈವ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾಂಗ, ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲೀಮ್ಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಸಾಧು ಇಸ್ ದೇಯರ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ, ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ. ವೇರ್ ದಿ ಸಾಧು, ವೇರ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇಯರ್, ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ದೇಯರ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಲ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ದೇಯರ್. ವೆನ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇಯರ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ದೇಯರ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಮವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಾಧು, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ರಿಮೇನಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ರಿಮೇನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ರಿಮೇನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಸಂಧಿನಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಗುರು ಸಾಧು, ದೇ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ನಾಮ ಸೇವಾ, ಕಾಮ ಸೇವಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಧಾಮ ಸೇವಾ. ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ನೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಧಾಮ್. ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆನ್ ಟು ದ್ವಾರಿಕಾ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆನ್ ಟು ಮಥುರಾ, ದೆನ್ ಮಥುರಾ, ದೆನ್ ದ್ವಾರಿಕಾ. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ವಾರಿಕಾ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಸಮಂತ ಪಂಚಕ, ವೆನ್ ಸೋಲಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಲಿಪ್ಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ, ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಅದರ್ ಗೋಪೀಸ್, ಗೋಪಾಲಸ್, ಕಾವಡ್ ಬಾಯ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಸಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಬಟ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಶಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಟು ಹರ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಕಂಪನಿಯನ್ ಸಖಿ, ಪ್ರಿಯ ಸೋಹಯಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಹಚರಿ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಮಿಳಿತ ತಥಾಂಶಾರಾಧಾ ತದೀದ ಮುಭಯೋ ಸಂಗಮ ಸುಖಂ ತಥಾಪ್ಯಂತ ಖೇಳನ್ ಮುಧುರ ಮುರಳಿ ಪಂಚಮ ಜೂಸೆ ಮನೋಮೇ ಕಾಳಿಂದಿ ಪೂಳಿನ ವಿಪಿನಾಯ ಸ್ಪೃಹತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪೈಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪಾದ. ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ವೆನ್ ಮೆಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹರ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಲಲಿತಾ, ಓ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್, ಶಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಾಧಾ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ನಾವು ವಿ ಆರ್ ಯುನೈಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಬಟ್ My mind is always running to Vrindavan, to the bank of Yamuna. Beneath Kadamba tree, we are getting union there. And that, to get that type of union, my mind is always running to Vrindavan. And I am not becoming that happy with this union. So therefore, Radharani, Krishna, they become happy in their dham, the place where they do many leelas, pastimes. So therefore, the devotees, when they go to dham, they get more bliss, more happiness, more pleasure. Because the dham is eternal. Krishna Bhagavan is eternal. Krishna's leela eternal. Krishna's associates parikara eternal. And also Krishna's dham, the place also eternal. And one must not develop desire to go for material enjoyment in dham. We are observing nowadays in Vrindavan, so many buildings are coming up. Vrindavan was very famous for the dust. Braja Dhuli. We say Braja Dhuli. It was very famous for the dust. Now you will not find any dust. Andhi. The storm will come, the dust will. In 1988-89, I was in Vrindavan, Pagala Ashram. So one storm came, and a whole room filled with dust. And it was having so nice smell, very nice smell. But nowadays you will not get any dust. You will not get any good smell. Because so many buildings coming up. So many shops, buildings, oh, this Vrindavan is getting polluted by our material desires. So therefore, dham is aprakruta. Dham is transcendental one. So if anyone will reside in dham, he must not develop prakrita desire, material desire. He must develop the spiritual desire. How one will serve in dham spiritually, transcendentally, that one should develop. Otherwise, if one will go to dham and develop material desire and go for material enjoyment, then he will be punished by Srimati Radhika. If you'll go to Vrindavan and if you'll go for only enjoyment, then you'll get punishment. Srimati Radhika will punish you because that is not the place of enjoyment. That's place of seva, nama seva, dhamma seva and kama seva. So by nama seva, what is happening? By nama seva, serving to the holy name, name Prabhu, we say name Prabhu, nam Prabhu. What is happening by serving to the holy name? If someone is serving to the holy name, he will become free from all types of blind faith, blind belief. In Sanskrit, he said, kusanskar. Blind belief. He will become free from that. Then, by dhamma seva, one can become free from Mayabad thought, Mayabad philosophy. The Mayabad philosophy, one always thinks that he is Lord himself. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the Lord. Therefore, he does not go for any seva to the Supreme Lord. So this is Mayavad philosophy. If someone will do dhamma seva, then he will consider the Supreme Lord is to be served. Nitya, eternally. Nitya seva. I will serve Supreme Lord eternally. And that desire will develop when one will start his dhamma seva. Then, then kama seva. Kama seva, we have so many desires. We have so many material desires. And if we will start kama seva, if we will start serving to Bhagavan Krishna, then serving to our mind or to go for our sense enjoyment will be reduced by Krishna kama seva. And all this nama seva, kama seva will be possible if we can do dhamma seva. If we can go to dham and serve there, then we can very easily do nama seva and kama seva. We can chant nicely. We can do seva to Krishna very nicely in dham. Suppose many they are doing seva in their own home, own house. But the way somebody is engaged here in this temple seva, that is completely different. One might be doing some seva in their home. They have their deities, they are doing seva, it's okay. But here someone is doing seva in temple is completely different. One can relish so much mellow here in this seva. All this seva, Krishna seva, dhamma seva, nam seva, everything one can relish very nice mellow here, which one cannot get in their home, even if they have done a very nice altar, nicely taking care, but same realization, same type of relishment one will not get. What is the here in this temple, one is getting so much pleasure. Why? What is the reason? The reason is by a pure devotee. A pure devotee has installed Bhagavan Murti form, deity form here. In other words, we can say a pure devotee prayed to Bhagavan to appear here. So therefore, Bhagavan, he is remaining here due to the prayer of the pure devotee. So therefore, the place is different. There are so many Jagannath mandirs. In India, there are so many Jagannath temples. But if you will go to Jagannath Puri, you will feel different. Because that was established, inaugurated by Lord Brahma, King Indradyumna, very dear devotee of Bhagavan. So therefore it is said that there is a danger. There is danger with us. What is the danger is? The danger is our kamana, our lusty desires. That is the danger. And from that danger, one can become free if he will serve to Bhagavan Krishna and he will chant the holy name of Bhagavan Krishna in a dham, remaining in a dham, serving in a dham. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj is saying, many they take bhav to remain until their last breathing in dham. That is good bhav. Prabhupada is saying that is a good bhav. So, we can see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying that we have a gross body And this gross body, we need to give pleasure to this gross body. So, when a person is trying to give pleasure to the gross body, that moment he is turning his face away from the Supreme Lord Krishna. Bhagavat Vimukha. Bhagavat Vimukha yasang saranti. They have turned their face away from Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. So when one will turn his face away from Bhagavan, Krishna, then definitely he will go to Maya. And when one will go to Maya, it will be difficult for him to come out from the clutches of Maya. So, a person, when he will turn his face away from Bhagavan, he will develop speculation, concoction, manodharma. And by that manodharma, he cannot render proper services unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So when someone will develop some pleasure to serve Bhagavan Krishna, he must take the help of an advanced spiritualist. And also, he has to come to a temple. And generally, sadhu gurus, they remain in the temple. That is dham. So one will come to temple, one will come to the spiritual advanced spiritualist and take his guidance. Then he will become free from this own speculation concoction. He will listen to spiritual master, spiritual guide, and he will be engaged in nam seva, kam seva, dham seva. So spiritual master, spiritual guide, they engage us in this seva. Srimad Mahaprabhu, he gave us the holy name. And he said, Jai Naam Sei Krishna, Bhajan Ishtakari. The name is non-different from Krishna. Krishna's name and Krishna, both are identical. And Naam Nami, Abhinna, Abhinnatvang Naam Naminu. So, this whose name of the Lord, and where the Lord remains, that is Dham. So, therefore, Naam Seva, Krishna Kama Seva, and Dham Seva, they all are connected together. One will say, I will do only Naam Seva. I will not do Krishna Kama Seva. I will not do Dham Seva. Then that Naam Seva will not give any result. So one must do Naam Seva, Kama Seva, and Dham Seva together. So, if someone is doing Naam Seva, Dham Seva, and Kama Seva, then the material desires cannot enter into our mind. And due to the material desires, we are going away from Bhagavan Krishna. And we are going to the clutches of Maya. So therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj saying that this Navadip Dham, also Dham, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is there. Gauranga Mahaprabhu associates are there. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he compiled one song. In that song he is saying, Kabe Gauravane Suradhani Tate Harade Ha Krishna Bale Kandiya Bedabo Deha Sukha Chadi Nana Lata Taru Tale କବେ ଗୌର ବ୍ରଜବନେ ଭେଦନା ଦେଖିବ ହୈବ ବରଜବାସୀ ତখন ଧାମେର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ସ୍ଫୁରିବେ ନୟନେ ହୈବ ରାଧାର ଦାସୀ ୱାଇଲ୍ ଭକ୍ତିବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ୱାଜ ରିଜାଇଡିଂ ଗୋଦ୍ରୁମ ଆଇଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ହି ବିଲ୍ଡ ଏ ହାଉସ୍ ନେମ୍ ହି ଗେଭ୍ ନେମ୍ ସ୍ୱନାନ୍ଦ ସୁଖଦ କୁଞ୍ଜ ସ୍ୱ ଆନନ୍ଦ ସୁଖଦ କୁଞ୍ଜ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱାଜ ରିମେନିଂ ଦେୟାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଭକ୍ତିବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ହି କୁଡ୍ ଫାଇଣ୍ଡ ଦି ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁସ୍ ଆପିୟରେନ୍ସ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ହେଲ୍ପ ଅଫ୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଦାସ ବାବାଜୀ ମହାରାଜ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ବିଲ୍ଡ ହାଉସ୍ ଦେୟାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱାଜ ଡୁଇଂ ଭଜନ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ ଭଜନ ହି ୱାଜ ପ୍ରେଇଂ ଦିସ୍ କବେ ଗୌରବନେ ସୁର ଧନୀ ତଟେ ହାରା ଦେ ହା କୃଷ୍ଣ ବୋଲି ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଏବୁଲ୍ ଟୁ ରିଜାଇଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ଗୌରବନ ବ୍ରଜବନ ଗୌରବନ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଗୌରବନ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ରିଜାଇଡ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ ଗୌରବନ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଏବୁଲ୍ ଟୁ ରିଜାଇଡ୍ ନିୟର ଦି ବ୍ୟାଙ୍କ ଅଫ୍ ଗ୍ୟାଞ୍ଜେସ୍ ୱେର୍ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁସ୍ ଆପିୟରେନ୍ସ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଇ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଚାଣ୍ଟ ଦି ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ରାଧା ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଓ ରାଧା ଓ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ କାନ୍ଦିଆ ବେଡ଼ବ ଦେହ ସୁଖ ଛାଡ଼ି ନାନା ଲତା ତରୁ ତଳେ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ କ୍ରାଏ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ମୁଭ୍ ଆରାଉଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଫରେଷ୍ଟ ଗିଭିଂ ଅପ୍ ମାଇ ଓନ୍ ବଡି ପ୍ଲେଜର ବଡିଲି ପ୍ଲେଜର ଗୌର ବ୍ରଜ ବନେ ଭେଦନା ଦେଖିବ ହୈବ ବ୍ରଜବାସୀ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ନେଭର ସି ଦି ଡିଫରେନ୍ସ ବିଟୱିନ୍ ଗୌରବନ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବ୍ରଜବନ ଗୌରବନ ମିନ୍ସ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ବ୍ରଜବନ ମିନ୍ସ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଧାମ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ନେଭର ସି ଏନି ଡିଫରେନ୍ସ ବିଟୱିନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଟୁ ଗୌରବନ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବ୍ରଜବନ ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ବିକମ୍ ଦି ଇନହେବିଟେନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ତখন ଧାମେର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ସ୍ଫୁରିବେ ନୟନେ ହୈବ ରାଧାର ଦାସ ତখন ଧାମେର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ସ୍ଫୁରିବେ ନୟନେ ଦେଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଏବୁଲ୍ ଟୁ ସି ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରିଏଲ୍ ଧାମ ଇଜ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହୈବ ରାଧାର ଦାସ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ବିକମ୍ ଦି ମେର୍ ସର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧିକା ସେ ଅଭିନ୍ନ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ସେ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ଇଜ୍ ଅଭିନ୍ନ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ନନ୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଦେୟାର ହି ୱାଜ ରିଜାଇଡିଂ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ରାଧିକା ୱାଜ ହାଭିଂ ଏଇଟ୍ ସଖିସ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଲଳିତା ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲଳିତାସ୍ ଓନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ସଖି ଇଜ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ କମ୍ପାନିଅନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରୂପମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଆଣ୍ଡ କମଳ ମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ସବର୍ଡିନେଟ୍ ଟୁ ଦିସ୍ ରୂପମଞ୍ଜରୀ ସର୍ଭିଂ ଟୁ ରୂପମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଭକ୍ତିବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ଇଜ୍ କମଳ ମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଦେନ୍ ଭକ୍ତିବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ସନ୍ ଭକ୍ତି ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ଠାକୁର ହି ଇଜ୍ ଏ ଜଗତ ଗୁରୁ ଭକ୍ତି ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ଠାକୁର ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ହି ଇଜ୍ ହି ୱାଜ ନୟନ ମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଇନ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଲୀଳା ୱାଇ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସେଇଙ୍ଗ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ ବିକଜ ଭକ୍ତିବିନୋଦ ଠାକୁର ଦୋ ସି ୱାଜ କମଳ ମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଇନ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଲୀଳା ବଟ୍ ସି ହି ପ୍ରିଫେର୍ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟେ ଇନ୍ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ଦୋ ଭକ୍ତି ସିଦ୍ଧାନ୍ତ ସରସ୍ୱତୀ ଠାକୁର ୱାଜ ଇନ୍ ବ୍ରଜଲୀଳା ନୟନ ମଞ୍ଜରୀ ଇଜ୍ ହି ପ୍ରିଫେର୍ ଟୁ କନଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ଟ ଏ ଟେମ୍ପଲ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମଠ ଇନ୍ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱାଜ ରିଜାଇଡିଂ ଦେୟାର ସୋ ଦେ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ସିଇଂ ଦି ଡିଫରେନ୍ସ ବିଟୱିନ୍ ବ୍ରଜଧାମ ଆଣ୍ଡ ନବଦୀପ ଧାମ ସେମ୍ ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ ନୋ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ବିଟୱିନ୍ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବ୍ରଜେନ୍ଦ୍ର ନନ୍ଦନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସିମିଲାର୍ଲି ଧାମ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲସୋ ସିମିଲାର୍ ସେମ୍ ଗୌର ଗୌରଧାମ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଧାମ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସେବଡ଼ Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Both are same. There is no difference. And if someone will remain in dham and he will do dham seva, then he will be able to do Krishna kama seva, nama seva nicely. Without dham seva, it is difficult to do nama seva and kama seva. If you will go to Vrindavan, you will see many, they will be sweeping the parikrama marga. Seva kunj, nidhuban, they are always engaged in dham seva. So Mathura is a dham where Krishna appeared, and within that Mathura district, Vrindavan is there, very near to Mathura, and there Krishna did so many leelas, pastimes. So that is a dham. So we must go to the dham. Even if we are not able to remain in dham, at least we should visit in our lifetime to that dham. Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srila Gurudev ki jai. Sisi Radha Gokulananda ji ki jai. Sisi Sitaram Lakshmana Bhakta Hanuman ji ki jai. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vanda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari.